Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
Mr. Lerman raped Miss Higgins.
Last week, Justice Michael Lee found on the balance of probabilities Bruce Lerman did rape Brittany Higgins at Parliament House after a night out drinking in 2019. The finding put an end to the defamation case against Network 10 and journalist Lisa Wilkinson, who had argued a defence of truth. That meant the only thing left was to figure out who picks up the bill, which is expected to run into millions of dollars. We got a fascinating insight into how that process will play out today when the federal court released cost submissions from 10, Lerman and Wilkinson. None of the submissions released today mention a figure, but Network 10 is asking for all costs dating back to August last year. Arguing their case, Network 10 said in the submission that Lerman had engaged in a wicked and calculated legal plan, in part because at the time of commencing the proceeding, Mr. Lerman knew that he had raped Miss Higgins. The network went on to say that, with the benefit of hindsight, his decision to sue Network 10 was a clear abuse of process aimed at concealing the truth that he'd raped Miss Higgins. Network 10 also pointed out that they'd made an offer to Mr. Lerman to settle the claim a month before the trial was due to start. But Lerman told his lawyers to turn it down just 2 hours later. In his response, Mr. Lerman's lawyers admitted that legal precedent, including that in the case of Ben Robert Smith, meant the court could find that he was liable for all the costs. But they argued he should not be ordered to pay them all because a cost order should not be used to punish a particular party. A cost hearing is due to take place before Justice Lee next week.